wish I could get new stuff all the time. Then the other kids would think I'm cool and important.
Who cares what other kids think of you? What's important is that you know what God thinks of you. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. As always, my name is Zach. Maybe you have some friends that come to school in brand new clothes or the latest shoes, or maybe they have the best and latest video games. You think that if you had all those things too, it would make your life great and that people would like you more. But don't be fooled. It's not what other people think of you that's important. It's what God thinks about you. Listen to what the Bible says in 1 John 3:1. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And now for our story. It's called Right Tool for the Job. Dad, my glasses broke, Levi said.
Let me see, said Dad.
It looks like a screw needs tightening. I think I can fix them.
I wish I could get new glasses like Justin's, Levi said. The ones he got are really cool. He's always getting new things, and kids crowd around him to see his new stuff. With glasses like that, I'd be important like Justin.
Well, let's see what we can do with these, said Dad. He set Levi's glasses on his workbench and reached for his toolbox. For a job this important, I'll use my best tools. Dad lifted out a tray of screwdrivers, all of them in good condition. Dad was a carpenter, and he took good care of his tools. He pushed the tray toward Levi. Which one should we use? Levi looked through the tray of short, long, wide, and narrow screwdrivers. None of them was the right size for the tiny screw.
None of these will work, he said.
Are you sure? Asked Dad. These are my very best tools.
But they aren't the right ones for the job, said Levi.
You're right. Dad pulled a tiny screwdriver out of a drawer and used it to tighten the small screw. You know, getting new stuff to make us feel important is like using the wrong tool for the job. New stuff gets old and breaks, or someone else gets something better or more exciting than what we have. We might even find that other people just think our stuff is important and not us. So if getting new stuff is the wrong way to feel important, what's the right tool we should use? Asked Levi.
The only way to feel fully loved and important is by receiving Jesus' gift of eternal life and embracing our identity in Him. He died and rose again to make us God's children, and that's a gift that will never break or wear out. Nothing will ever come along that's better. We're always loved and important to Him.
Dad handed Levi the repaired glasses, and Levi put them on.
Thanks, Dad, he said. I can see much better now. And I see I'm important to Jesus. No new stuff needed.
Well, how about you? Do you wish you had some cool stuff so other people would notice you or like you more? Having something that others want may make us feel important for a time, but that feeling only lasts until something new comes along. You don't need anything new to get God's attention. Being His child makes you important to Him, and His love and acceptance of you will last forever. Our key verse is Philippians 3:8.
Everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord.
And our key thought for today, you are important to Jesus. I loved climbing the tree in my family's backyard with a book and getting some time just to myself to read. I have a lot of great memories there, and this year you can create your own with the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program. Find your favorite spot to read the Keys for Kids story and the Bible each day. Learn more about Word with Zach at wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach with listener-supported Keys for Kids.